donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, let's talk about North America. Let's talk about Canada, Mexico. And this story is unbelievable. If you've been wondering, like, what in the world is happening? Why are we hearing continual stories about, like, America's borders just being like a porous sieve? Thousands of people pouring across the border on a regular basis. We hear about people sleeping in tents all over through Texas and into Florida and Alabama and all the places, right? They're being bussed and flown up to Martha's Vineyard now. So what in the world is going on? America has an absolute immigration problem, and that's no secret. But could it be that it's all part of a bigger plan? Could it be that this was all planned from the beginning? Makes you wonder, right? I never really thought about it this way. I mean, I knew that Democrats certainly wanted it this way, but I didn't really think that, wow, there was something larger at play here. Maybe the World Economic Forum, the United Nations working in cahoots on all of this? Well, we'll get there in a second. But first, Lara Logan, excellent independent journalist, she blew this story out of the water, and it is literally mind-blowing. So I just want to set this up. I want her to explain what she thinks about the American border situation. She was on the Steve Bannon show. It's amazing he can still do a show. Like, I'm curious, like, when he's not been, like,
right. How does he get away with?
They keep like grabbing him, and then he goes back to doing a show. And anyway, just focus on Lara Logan, okay? And I want you to listen to what she says about the border, and then we're going to get into some more nuggets here. Just listen.
Is the border of the United States not only not secure, but is there definitionally an invasion of this country, ma'am?
The border is wide open because we are living under a globalist policy of open borders. So there is no border security to speak of. Weapons are flowing across, drugs are flowing across, people are flowing across, money is flowing across, illicit funds, and so on and so on. I mean, everything that comes with an open border is what's flowing.
Okay, so we know that, right? The border is wide open. I think he was just setting her up. Like, what is your response to this? What do you see here? But then she drops the bomb, okay? She's starting to drop the bomb here. And so she has a source. Might be hard to understand with her accent, but she has a source inside at a high level at the United Nations who just made a jaw-dropping statement. Listen to what she says.
And the reason it's happening, Steve, it's not just an invasion. It is an invasion, but an invasion that is part of a long-term plan and political ideology to obliterate the sovereignty of this nation and change the way the world looks forever. It's not just America's sovereignty that's on the chopping block. It's sovereignty all over the world. It's just that this is the place that is the light and the guide for the whole world.
So it's a part of a plan? That we're just having porous borders and thousands of people are pouring across the border every day? Like, what would be the motivation for that? Why would they do that in the United States? Well, now it's coming together. So pay attention to what she says next. Listen.
And what I learned from a source who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required a number of security clearances where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
What? This was the plan. A high-level source at the United Nations with multiple levels high of security clearance saying that this was discussed, authorized, executed upon to allow 100 million people to pour across the border into the United States, therefore completely altering. We've already seen it altering voting landscape in the United States.
Yes.
Right. Maybe not to the way that Democrats had hoped, actually. Certainly changing the demographics of state after state after state to have 100 million new people in the United States. In many ways, and what she's saying is it would just make it like irrelevant to have borders. What's crazy?
What's crazy is like there was a long time ago, probably 15, 20 years ago at this point, that I listened to Alex Jones and he talked about this back then.
I just saw someone in the chat saying Alex Jones has been saying this for years.
Yes,
that's crazy.
For a very long time. Yeah, it is crazy.
And I've never heard that.
So this is ordained by the United States, or it's a United Nations plan outside of, like, in on the underground?
So I think the way to look at this, right, is that, and I know your trepidations on all of it, because it's scary, right? It's like the, really?
I'm not trepidatious about it, but I have a lot of questions.
I'm trepidatious about it, but I've, like, now, like, I'm just, I see how these globalists were, now that we have enough people who have been a part, we've seen their documents, we've seen it written down, we've seen leaked memos, we've mm-hmm. seen these meetings come out, we've seen hidden videos of them admitting to this. Like, enough is enough. And by the way, we're seeing it in action, right? We're seeing it with the pandemic. We're seeing it with lockdowns. We're seeing it with what's going on in Ukraine and sanctions and energy crisis and energy prices and everything. Of course, it's all been planned, right? The Beyond Meat, getting rid of meat, all of it's coming together.
Right.
So, you know, the United Nations is just simply like a mouthpiece for these unelected globalists. That's it, right? So is the United States, right? So these unelected globalists are running the show.
Okay, sure.
So the unelected globalists, the Klaus Schwabs, the people, the billionaire class who are running everything, are just basically funneling money and picking and choosing their winners. You have the BlackRocks, the Vanguards of the world who are funneling. They own everything, right? So they don't want borders. Borders makes trade inconvenient. It makes commerce inconvenient for them. And so imagine 100 million people moving into the United States. It would make these borders artificially that are there anyway, worthless. Not and to create like a new North American European Union, basically.
Yeah.
We already have it with NAFTA, right? We already have it with trade agreements. Why not just get rid of the borders altogether and just call it what it is?
Did you know that?
Well, in my journey...
Go ahead, please.
Sorry. Well, I was just going to say my journey of like getting to where I'm at today, like I started off and like the first rabbit hole I went down, I was like, oh no, I don't want to believe this. This was so hard to believe. But then when you go through that over and over and over again, and you just realize these people are not here for us at all. Globally, they're not here for the people. They're here for their own interests. And so once you start to look at everything through that lens, every narrative that they put out starts to fall apart.
Yeah. It's scary. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
So I just want to listen to that soundbite again. Let's play that soundbite again where she talks about this source at the United Nations. Listen.
And what I learned from a source who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required a number of security clearances where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
It's unbelievable. And so I'll wrap it up with this, what she says finally here on this plan. Listen.
And that was to bring in 100 million people from Latin American countries together with a strategy of creating these cartels, making life unbearable. It's called a push-pull strategy where they push all these people out of these countries where it's unbearable living like this. And they pull them into the United States. And then once you reach that critical number of over 100 million in this invasion, they will then propose that, well, for your family and friends back home who need, you know, you need ease of travel, they need a better life and so on and so on. And we can do all this better with a regional government than we can with a U.S. government. And they will have enough critical mass inside the country in order to effect that policy. That's the globalist plan that we're working towards. But what we're already doing is living under their policy, where they've made the right to migrate a human right, recognized the UN in 2018, and that now supersedes our sovereign right, thanks to the Biden administration and the open border ideologues who are in this government, who were never asked to be honest about their strategy in the campaign trail, who have bypassed the legislature and are implementing a strategy and a policy that not only did no Americans vote for it because they weren't even given the opportunity, but most Americans don't support.
Oh, that's heavy stuff.
She's an investigative journalist and one of the best in the business. And I mean, to have that, I would love to see documentation of this. And I'm going to reach out to Lara. I'd love to have her on the show to go deeper into this subject. And I think it makes total sense, though. When you see all of this coming together like this and you wonder, like, why is no one stopping this? Like, why are the borders just an absolute disaster zone right now? in the United States. It's really, really troubling.
Well, and also the immigrants are being used as pawns right now. They're like a political chess. They're sending them to Martha's Vineyard. Like the Republicans are sending them into Democratic states. The Democrats are blaming Republicans. Like, it's like they're just being used right now. And so it is completely crazy down there. And it's like, is this planned? Is this like the chaos that they want us to focus on while they're just sending people in? Because did you see those stories on Fox News where they were just busing people to different cities in the United States in the dark of night?
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, of course, to Martha's Vineyard over last week, Ron DeSantis.
In daylight, though. Want those people to be seen in those places.
And then, of course, a few days later, they got them in a bus and took them off of Martha's Vineyard via ferry and then onto a bus now in Cape Cod. So they got them off of the island. And I mean, it's just like, you imagine, and I was thinking about like these poor people. Like, I mean, they're just in these buses. They're like, where are we going now? You know, you got kids. Like,
yeah, they're just trying to get a better life.
Where are we going now? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get a better life, and we're using them like political tools.
I would love to hear from our viewers what you guys think about this. Do you believe this story? Do you believe this story? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below.
All righty, we're back. And, of course, one of the things, Joe, people don't realize when they're busing these people in, where are all the children going? We've been saying this, Joe. We've been talking about this, folks, and this is what you need to know. These children are disappearing. The pedophilia within the Democratic Communist Collective Party, again, it is seeped in pedophilia. Now, what do they call themselves now, where they want to change the name of pedophilia?
Minor affected persons.
That's right. This is what you would refer to as, Joe,
the Fabian Socialist. Words are the weapon of this new war. By changing and shifting words and meanings, we change the debate. We control the debate, and we, you know, get everybody like the magician. You're distracted from what they're doing because you're watching the pretty girl. You're watching the things on TV while the real damage is being done out of sight.
So Joe Bama, while he's trying to persecute Christians for saving babies, for being obedient to God, this wicked, evil man wants to elevate the pedophiles. He wants to legitimize the pedophiles. And I think I can understand why he's got a personal, claim on that. Anyhow, I wanted to hit a couple things,
add to that. Right now, we've talked many times, they want to reduce the world's population. And so that's why they cling to abortion so desperately. It's one of the best ways to control Earth's population is through all these aborted babies, but all they're doing is destroying the persons created in the image of God, and it's in defiance of God himself. But behind us is that desire to control the world's population, and that's what this whole green energy thing is right now. I've been reading different European papers and things, and they say right now there's going to be mass starvation across a big part of this world. People are going to freeze. They're going to starve to death in cold climates. They're going to freeze. They're not growing anything. That war in Ukraine, and now that big bridge has been blown up, the grain and foods from Russia and Ukraine are not going to go anywhere. There are 26 major plants in Europe that produce fertilizer. They're all closed down or right on the edge. They'll be closing within the next few days or weeks. And we know that the lack of gas is going to, European nations aren't going to be able to heat homes. We talked about, that one country, they've been cutting down trees all over the place to stockpile wood.
Germany. Germany's been doing that.
Out loud stoves because the people know how cold it gets in Germany. This is all about killing off as many people as the globalists can kill.
You're right. But you know what? We actually have, Joe, a clip on that. We actually have a clip that maybe we should play. It's called Plug Into the Matrix. And, Craig, can you load that up now? Okay, we're going to play this clip. It's about an 8-minute clip, but it talks about what the World Economic Forum, what we've talked about this again. You know, we're still here doing this. All these years gone by, we're still here. We're still talking about this. And now people are just like, it's like they're starting to just, you know, realize it's happening, you know? I don't know, but go ahead and play that.
Despite what the mainstream media are attempting to convince us, the World Economic Forum are not trying to fix anything. They're trying to break everything and leave it broken. They are trying to break you. You might want to start paying closer attention. WEF lead advisor Yuval Noah Harari, who has a history of saying the quiet part out loud, has been promoting his new book. And during an interview this week, he admitted what many people have long suspected. According to Harari, who is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, the big political question of the 21st century is, what do we need so many humans for? When asked if he has any answers to that question, Harari appears amused. Watch this.
The big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
The Roman Empire had bread and circuses. Klaus Schwab's hero, Karl Marx, said religion was the opium of the people. But today's elites have hit upon a deadly formula to keep the permanent underclass happy. Video games and drugs. Make no mistake, the global elite wants you drugged and in a stupor. The makers of Idiocracy had it right way back in 2006.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
A comedy movie, sure, but as Shakespeare's King Lear said, in jest, there is truth. The global elite have been dumbing down the masses for decades. The Common Core curriculum, the brainchild of Bill Gates and Barack Obama, is the perfect example. 13 years after the Obama administration began forcing schools around the country to adopt Common Core, students are now recording results lower than previously thought possible, with staggering declines in average math and reading scores. Teachers have been coming forward with results for years to prove the controversial teaching method is a failure and significantly less effective than traditional teaching methods. Now, a new international study by the Pioneer Institute backs them up. Released in late April, the study reveals huge drops in math and reading scores since Common Core was fully enacted in 2013. This was after decades of consistent growth in both categories. Meanwhile, the Western world is awash with drugs, both pharmaceutical and illicit. The COVID pandemic response proves that government has been captured by Big Pharma. And it's an open secret that the mainstream media is controlled by Big Pharma advertisement spending.
One of the facts of American life these days is that many prescription drugs are now household names.
Both doctors and the public want to reach for the newest prescription drug.
You can't sit down to TV at night and not see a half a dozen drug company commercials.
Millions of Americans watch the ads and then ask their doctors for prescriptions.
The reason we're seeing so much consumer advertising is because it works.
They do it by telling people, ask your doctor.
They can sell us almost anything.
All right, there you go, Joe.
That's just the legal stuff. Our streets are awash with illicit substances. And rather than cracking down on the poison, our own three-letter agencies are at least partially responsible.
A ton of cocaine, pure cocaine worth hundreds of millions,
is smuggled into the United States. Sound familiar? Not the way this ton of cocaine got here. According to what the former head of the Drug Enforcement Administration told Mike Wallace, this drug shipment got here courtesy of what he calls drug trafficking by the CIA in partnership with the Venezuelan National Guard.
The CIA and the Guardia Nacional wanted to let cocaine go on into the traffic without doing anything. They wanted to let it come up to the United States, no surveillance, no nothing.
Well, here you got Jim Campbell, chief of station, who knows about this. Mark McFarland, CIA officer, knows about this. And are stimulating this business of sending what are uncontrolled deliveries of drugs, smuggling drugs into the United States, right?
Right.
Now we have methamphetamine, fentanyl, and other opioids running rampant in our society, destroying human beings, keeping us on our knees. Drugs, education standards, a compliant citizenry cowed by lockdowns. It's a perfect storm and happens to fit like a glove with the globalist elite's plans. And it's not even the first time Yuval Noah Harari has let slip regarding their plans for humanity. He recently declared that the WEF considers the vast majority of the human population to be obsolete, useless, and redundant. According to Harari, so-called common people are right to be fearful of a future in which they will be made redundant. The WEF henchmen assess the widespread anxiety among common people as being rooted in a fear of being left behind in a future run by smart people. Such fears are justified, according to Harari, who spoke on behalf of the elites and confirmed, "We just don't need the vast majority of you." Harari's deeply disturbing remarks serve as the strongest warning yet that Klaus Schwab's WEF is intent on depopulating the world.
If you go back to the middle of the 20th century, and it doesn't matter if you're in the United States with Roosevelt, or if you're in Germany with Hitler, or if you're in the USSR with Stalin, and you think about building the future, then your building materials are those millions of people who are working hard in the factories, in the farms, the soldiers in the... You need them. You don't have any kind of future without them. Hmm. And now fast forward to the early 21st century when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because the
future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that, except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people.
Harari's comments are deeply disturbing because when they are placed in context with comments by other WEF advisors and affiliates like Bill Gates, it becomes clear that they have disablement and depopulation on their mind.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
The scariest part of all of this is they're not even trying to hide their plans anymore.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, it's an interesting thing because you heard Mike Wallace there. And at that time, it goes back, that must be 20 years ago.
Right.
What was happening, even the liberals were against bringing drugs into this country then. Now, you know, the entire Democratic Party is nothing but part of a drug cartel. The Biden drug cartel family, is crime family, holds the door wide open for the drug cartels to bring the drugs in. Now, the Biden crime family does. They do nothing without getting the kickback. The big guy gets his 10% on everything, okay?
All right.
And so...
More than that, Pastor Ernie, it's about destroying life.
Yeah.
Like the war. Who do we send to war? Usually the healthiest young men go to war, been going. It was the hippies, the drug users that were home during the Vietnam War. It was America's best that were over fighting and dying, 58,219. And the huge number, 10 times that amount, that were crippled and hurt. what they're doing is they're getting rid of the middle class. They're having the elites and the very poor. The more poor they have, the easier to get rid of. Now, I remember back in college, I was taught this. There's a triangle of death. That is pandemic, famine, and war. And almost always, pandemics, famines, and wars are man-caused, caused by political leaders, caused by political situations. And the one thing I was taught is when you get one, you get the other two. If you have a war, there will always be pandemic and famine following. If you have a pandemic, you will have famines and then later wars. Same thing. They all kind of go hand in hand. It has been thus in the history of mankind. And for the past, well, over, I'd say, past couple hundred years, the idea is to control this massive human population. And we can use the pandemics, we can use the famine, we can use the wars. And as you dumb the people down, then they become the useless eaters that must be eliminated because they do not add, just like back with planned predators, what's her name, you know, the...
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger, if they didn't contribute to society, they must be eliminated. That's what's going on.
What you're talking about, the Bible refers to in the book of Revelation that would be coming. And now, again, remember, it comes in stages, and there's different right. levels, stages. But it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse you have there. You have starvation, you have war, you have the pandemics, you have death. You have death. So all of those are what we're seeing.
Well, see, history, the Bible said this would happen. History proves the Bible was correct. It has happened. And what do we see? It's going to get worse, not better. And people better wake up and look to the Lord, because the Democrat Party is not going to save America. I can guarantee you that. They are the ones that are leading us into ruin, starvation, problems. It's going to be, we will lose our beautiful constitutional republic and probably the lives of a lot of our children and grandchildren if we don't wake up and stop them.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I wanted to say that there will be a newsletter going out, should be going out by probably Thursday or Friday this week, and there's going to be a lot of information out there in that newsletter that people really need. And so I encourage folks out there to sign up for that newsletter, to get it. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It costs us, but it don't cost you anything. Now,
right.
It's an interesting thing because two things are happening now. One, we're having an increase in people signing up for the newsletter. But then at the same time, Joe, we're having an increase of people coming off the list. But do you know why they're coming off the list, Joe?
No, I don't.
Well, some are, we have a lot of older folks that are just passing away then, but okay. There's quite a few, but...
I hate to think of that, you're right, but we've lost a lot of wonderful listeners over the years.
Yeah, but a lot are coming off because they're losing their homes. There are many people out there, they're being foreclosed upon or they're being evicted. And so
they have those horrible high rents. They want to get rid of the people that can't afford because they can rent for maybe almost some cases of hundreds of dollars more in rent. Yeah.
So you folks out there, to get our newsletter, of course, many, many people now that just going up to the website, wrwl.org, and they're sending emails. But I got to let you folks know, we get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. I mean, 600-800 sometimes a day. And I mean, so we get them. We look through them. I praise the good Lord for the folks, but it takes a little longer and longer time even to get your email. Or you can just drop a note, a letter, if you do that, with your name and an address on it, just a very clearly written, your name and your address and a phone number wouldn't hurt. And make sure, too, you have a first name and a last name. You know, because sometimes, Joe, we just get someone just says Smith, or sometimes we actually don't even get a name. They actually just send us an address. The newsletter to this
check one time and mailed it to pay a bill and forgot to sign the check. So yeah. We all do dumb things. Yes, we all do.
And so, anyhow, folks, the address is WRWL. Okay, just WRWL 14781. That's 14781. Sperry, that's Sperry Road, Newberry, that's Newbury, Ohio, it's Newbury, Ohio, 44065, and again, 44065. If you have any questions, you can go up on our website, just wrwl.org, or if you need more information, you can call. Now, we get a lot of phone calls, and if the phone's ringing, doesn't mean that nobody's there. It means that we're on the phones, okay, with somebody else. But we get a lot of phone calls, but you can call us at 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367 or 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. And
remember, if you have to wait, everybody in the ministry is a volunteer. There are no paid employees. We are a real New Testament church. Everybody works for the glory of the Lord. And if you live in that area around Newberry, Ohio, volunteers are more than welcome.
Absolutely, especially when it comes
very needed.
Right. We always need volunteers to help us put the newsletter out. We have a huge newsletter, and we always need. And I get so many good comments from people telling us how much they've learned from that, how they've changed their ways of thinking, and how they make copies like you do, Joe, and pass them out.
Friends, family, coworkers, take them to church. You know, you can make up to 50, 60 copies, and then ask those you give a copy to do likewise.
Okay, Joe, we're going to open the phone lines and then go to a break. So we're going to open the phone lines now. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Feels so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared. So I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Isn't a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
All righty, we are back. And we're going to open the phone lines. And we're going to go out to Canton and take Dave. Dave, you're in the air.
Oh, hey, Pastor Ernie. How you doing? This is Dave from Canton.
I'm doing okay, Dave.
That's great. I was pretty much been tuning in the whole show. You were, when you play, first of all, you play some really good clips of, you know, audio that's awesome. But the one Lara Logan, I was listening to what she was talking about, and it sort of makes sense. But my question is, the whole thing, it's totally corrupt and out of line what Biden's allowing with the border. But it basically boils down to consolidation of power in the end, right? They're these New World Order globalist elite, whatever you want to call them. I hate to use the word elite, but they're basically all about control and power. Would that be correct?
Correct, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's say in a horrible scenario, they were able to pull it off. They wiped out, they want to wipe out 90% of all the rest of us working class dogs. And then have like 9% to serve 1%. They're only less than 1% of the total population, right?
Right, way less.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they were able to pull that off, there's no honor among thieves. At some point, wouldn't they start eating their own anyways? It wouldn't work out for them anyways, or am I wrong?
Well, within the collective, you have they're different. I mean, as far as there's a lot of things. For example, to us, betrayal is a bad thing. Betrayal to us is a bad thing, just like hypocrisy to us is something that's repulsive. But within the collective, if you can betray another member of the collective, someone who's powerful, someone who's big and powerful, if you can betray them and take them down, then that adds to your stock within the collective. Okay, it's totally in opposition to everything that God's where the Bible teaches. Okay. For example, we talk about this. Remember the Egyptian president, Barak? Now, Barack Obama betrayed him. He set him up and betrayed him and brought him down. And that added to Barack's stock within the collective. When Hillary betrayed Gaddafi, remember, Gaddafi supported her and the Clinton mob. When she was able to betray him, and have him beaten to death like a dog in the street, that added to her stock, okay? Remember Jimmy Carter and the Shah of Iran? First thing Jimmy Carter did is he betrayed the Shah of Iran, our ally, which, again, this is the way communism works. These people are all communists, they're globalists, whatever you want to call them, but they actually, you know, they're satanic people. They're Satanists. It goes all the way back. With Karl Marx and communism and Satanism, because Marx and Engels and Stalin, and they were all practicing Satanism. So you've kind of seen that, you know, Marxism and Satanism is one of the same thing. They will turn on each other.
Yeah, it's like just a world of total treachery. And, you know, in the Bible has the phrase, you reap what you sow. And then in, you know, regular society, they say what goes around comes around. So don't these people realize that the dastardly deeds they do will eventually come around and whack them too?
Well, they're reprobate.
God's got their eyes closed, Scripture says. They've been blinded by the, you know, God, so they can't see the truth.
The answer to your question is the very last verse in Romans chapter 1. That is the answer to your question. So,
go back to Romans 1. Okay, I will. I will check that out.
I got to move on, Dave. Thanks. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, I think there's a lot of false premises that people get confused with as to the definition of left or communist or the socialist. I think this is one of the big lies that is going on to call the two Tweedledee and Tweedledum parties right and left. The Democrats are just as right-wing as the Republicans on anything important, foreign policy, war and peace, interventions, support for CIA murder incorporated overthrows of government, like the Shah of Iran back in the 1953, and which is now going on again with all these CIA fronts that are subverting countries like Iran all over again. But I recommend people check a really powerful article called The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. And it shows that what you were just talking about, the United States support for drug trafficking into the United States has been going on for decades, and it is continuing now. But we're not going to hear about that and the fact that the United States...
Jack, I've been talking about that for 50 years. For 50 years, I've been talking about that. But you're right. But see, here, I had to move on, but it boils down to everybody's own definition of right or wrong. Our definition of right and left is taken directly from the Bible. It's a biblical definition, not a political one. But I have to move on, but thanks. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I know you only got a minute. One thing which was interesting on the Sergeant Reports, the Propaganda Anecdote podcast episode, I think it was about 395, with a Dr. Heather, who just wrote a book, The Next Wave is Brave. She talks at the end of that about supplements, and she said vitamin C should be given to neutralize the toxins. Now, I think she was referring to the shots, you know, because that's what they were talking about. So I did also remember hearing from Dr. Dolores Cahill that she believes the only thing that can save anybody that took these shots is high doses of vitamin C. You know, that European microbiologist that thinks it's going to kill everybody. And then the third thing I heard about vitamin C was a local doctor has a radio show, and he looks at Google Scholar, and he said this was within Google Scholar that they said, he said you would need to take orally about 4,000 to 5,000mg's of vitamin C a day, which is doable. You know, you'd have to supplement to get that amount. But he said that the study shows that just people with, you know, a normal immune system, it quadruples the killer T cell. So that's four times. So that's about it. I'll just share that for tonight.
Well, you did very well tonight, Cliff. Okay. I thank you.
Okay. You, all right.
God bless and have a good one. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Are you?
Not bad. Briefly, a little earlier in the program, you had mentioned that concern the IRS being weaponized, militarized, whichever way you choose to look at it. You had said that eventually they might come after the church, and I believe that they established that they already come after the church. If you look at what they did in Waco with David Koresh, the pastor in Indiana, and how they came after his property and stuff like that. His name, it loses my mind for the minute. But
Dr. Greg Dixon, it was the old lighthouse. I was there. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
When they came in. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's to the point. They've already proven that they covered. But the thing about it is, I mean, what church are you referring to, the Church of Jesus Christ, or are you referring to the 501c tax-exempt whorehouse? Because that's the way I see it, because they don't take a stand on anything that's moral or anything in between. And they welcome people like Bill Clinton or Jesse Jackson or whatever the case might be, or any other political prostitute.
Well,
so
those are...
I don't.
That's the apostate church. They're in Bainbridge, right up here in Bainbridge. Listen to this. There's a United Church of Antichrist in Bainbridge. They call themselves United Church of Christ. I call them United Church of Antichrist. And on their marquee out front, they have a big sign that says, Jesus had two dads and he turned out okay. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. In other words, yeah, they got this big sign, the United Church of the Antichrist there in Bainbridge, okay? And they're referring to, again, sodomy. They're referring to, in other words, Jesus as being a sodomite. And so, in other words, Heather has two mommies. And
Yeah, I know where that's going.
Yeah, so they're talking about sodomite marriage. That's what they're trying to promote there. And, you know, again, that they're apostate. The United Church of the Antichrist is what they are.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but I mean, this is where it's going, and it's really, I think things are going to become real focused within the next year or two, and this Babylon system that the United States got, I think it's teetering on whether it would even exist anymore, because what they're doing in Russia right now is not very smart, but that's my take on it.
Well, your take is right. We're seeing exactly what the Bible says. You know, he tells you over in Romans about chapter 8 about how the earth is winding down. Our earth is winding down. And all of these things we're seeing is a prelude to, well, what we're actually seeing is called the birth pangs, okay? And this is what's going to happen is the perilous time. There will be a perilous time that will come just prior to the rapture of the church. And that's where we're at. We're at that perilous time right now.
Well,
we're here.
Well, I think it's like Colonel Speed Wilson said, she become a cage of airy unclean birds. I think that's what's going on now.
You're right. I got to move on, but thanks. We got one last call. Who's the last call? Steve, you're in there.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, real quick, if anybody knows the show, the channel Real America's Voice on the Charlie Kirk Show today at noon, they would have it on the archives, which would be tonight. But if you can find it on a Roku, the Real America's Voice, find Charlie Kirk Show, and you just go to the bottom of the page there and you look at it, you just click on it. They showed the FBI agent, the whistleblower within. It's amazing what they have and what they haven't done. But basically, as you say, anybody that doesn't do anything, they're part of the problem. And then he did the Great Reset and Davos and all that. It's to take everything so we're happy. You know, when we have nothing, we'll be happy. And just how COVID and everything. But everything you have said, I watched in 2 hours today. But I knew I was ahead because I've been listening to you for that many years. But it's the FBI who's corrupt, and it's all within the White House, and they are going after Hunter if they can get three or four, you know, if they could take over the at least Congress. You know, they think two Senates, they'll get two to three.
Well, they'll be cutting deals behind, and some of the so-called leadership in the Republic will. They'll cut some deals. Yeah, we'll go after Hunter, and we'll charge him. He'll be convicted, and then Daddy will pardon him before he gets out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everything you said is right on, though. Everything you have said is right on.
The deals are... Yeah, we've been doing this for so long, we can pretty much call it in advance. I got to move on, but thanks,
good?
Steve.
Are you feeling good?
I'm not all the way back, but I'm... Yeah, all I still
well,
got...
back now. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
All right, God bless y'all. Take
you too. Thanks. Okay, it's that time. Joe, are you ready for tonight?
I'm ready. I was thinking, Scripture has so many things about eternal life. And most are in John and 1 John. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The key is, how do you have it? Then he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. And we know that heareth the word, Jesus is word, the word logos, the word of God. And it said when he was talking to Nicodemus that you must be born again, is what he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And in John also, he talks about, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. To have this wonderful eternal life, to understand what Jesus was talking about, we have to understand that he is a resurrection and a life, and what we have to do is repent of our sins. To have this be, to be born again, it's very simple. We repent of our sins. We call upon the Father. Always pray to the Father through the Son. So we call upon the Father. We ask to be forgiven of our sins, the sins that placed his Son on the cross of Calvary. He took our place, died a substitutionary death for us, paid the price that we could be forgiven and be blameless and stand in the presence of God Almighty. So once we've asked for forgiveness, then we need to ask for Jesus Christ to become Lord of our life, to come into our life without any hesitation, reservation, and that we are willing to give ourselves to him, because truly we are bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb, by his shed blood, the most precious substance on earth. And then we ask for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is our down payment on eternal life, and that is the spiritual baptism, the one that really counts. The water baptism is the outward and visible sign of our inward and spiritual grace, the indwelling of the Spirit. We then become the born-again Christian, child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God, and joint heirs with Jesus himself in everlasting life. This is being born again. This is how we acquire everlasting life.
Amen. You got God's word on it, don't we?
You got his word on it.
We have God's word on that, folks. Well, we are out of time again, so good night. God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.